Suzanne had seen the chrome towers of the spirit world. She had moved through each room in darkness, like an illicit vapor. She had heard the sorrowful blues of the south, the narcotic rumble of its lowest frequencies. She had stepped with bare feet upon the wooden floor, and cold, it was cold, it was cold. She had bent her head back to stare at the impossible back of night. But the door to heaven would not open, horror upon horror. She wept hard and punctured the fabric of the sky lid, was torn out of momentum, was sudden burst of bone and feathers with wings stretching. She had broken to water upon the banks of an inconsolable river. Her lungs were full of grapes. She had crept with the skin of vipers through moss and silt. Cool, it was cold and cool in the underbrush after the flood. She had opened every window in the house and turned each photo around. There was morning, there was music in the morning. There was music in the two-step-out morning. Someone humming in the street, piercing the stillness where light leaked in. She stood on the liminal gap between her shadow and her reflection, agonizing upon her own death. In Stockholm, upon that ship of sound, she had again met the saxophonist, and she had, for the first time, listened carefully to the truncated beauty of his obbligatos and was spirited away and spread open to possibility. But she did not see his dark and melancholy eye upon her over the reed. He saw the naked flesh of her neck, the white beads of the necklace, of glass, of beads, of insect bone, her shoulders, the bones of her sternum, the sex of her mouth. That night, he would examine each limb by limb by limb. He would roll his tongue along the skin. In the morning, the hills seemed to lung them both to breath. He sat naked at the edge of the bed with the horn hung between his legs. The melody he had composed held several smooth corners, notes of Don Byas, hints of Turrentine's I Told Jesus, Blue Suzanne. She listened as if it was the last song sung in heaven, and then they embraced. In the rugged dawn, the swimming pool in the courtyard below was the deepest blue and barren within the fading summer light.